What if I told you that 32,000 people increased their happiness by 32% in just 30 days, during a global pandemic, no less? This wasn't through positive thinking alone or some guru's miracle cure. It happened through understanding a fundamental truth most of us ignore. Happiness isn't just a state of mind, it's a state of brain. When your brain works right, you work right. When it's compromised, no amount of success, wealth, or willpower can manufacture genuine joy. This revelation comes from examining over 200,000 brain scans, revealing patterns invisible to conventional psychology. Traditional happiness research focuses on gratitude journals, positive thinking, and life circumstances. Yet these approaches miss crucial biological realities. After decades of brain imaging research, 7 overlooked secrets emerge that transform our understanding of sustainable joy. First, happiness strategies must match your specific brain type. What energizes one person overwhelms another. What calms one person bores another senseless. This explains why your friend swears by meditation while you find it torturous, or why your colleague thrives on spontaneous while you need structure to feel secure. Second, brain health forms the foundation. Consider Steven, a successful musician plagued by lifelong depression despite his achievements. Brain scans revealed damage from an undiagnosed childhood injury. Once addressed, his happiness transformed, not through therapy alone, but through treating his actual brain condition. The path to lasting happiness isn't about changing your circumstances. It's about understanding your unique neurological blueprint and working with it, not against it. 3 brain regions orchestrate your emotions. The orbital frontal cortex registers pleasure, the basal ganglia drives reward seeking, and the brainstem produces mood chemicals. Brain scans reveal happier people have more active pleasure centers. The crucial insight: your brain distinguishes between wanting, unconscious dopamine-driven desire, and liking, conscious pleasure using serotonin and endorphins. This explains why we crave things that don't make us happy, mindlessly scrolling social media for an hour, feeling worse despite the compulsion. The wanting system is large and powerful. The liking system is smaller and fragile. This imbalance explains addiction. Gamblers compulsively playing without smiling, reaching for comfort foods that make us feel terrible. Early pleasurable experiences create arousal templates, triggering powerful wanting later, shaping happiness patterns for decades. Nutrition profoundly affects mood. People with moderate to severe depression who improved their diet for 12 weeks experienced such dramatic relief that 32% no longer qualified as having a mood disorder. Additional secrets? Master your mind. Your thoughts aren't you. They're influenced by brain chemistry and external inputs. Notice what you like in others and live by clearly defined values. Brain imaging reveals 5 primary types, each requiring different happiness strategies. The balanced brain, about 1/3 of people, shows full, even, symmetrical activity, enabling strong focus, impulse control, flexibility, and emotional stability. The spontaneous brain shows lower prefrontal cortex activity, creating creative risk takers who crave novelty. The persistent brain displays overactivity in the anterior cingulate gyrus, the brain's gear shifter, making these strong-willed individuals get stuck on thoughts due to low serotonin. The sensitive brain processes information more deeply than 80% of people. These natural empaths physically feel others' emotions and need solitude to decompress. The cautious brain shows elevated anxiety center activity, making these individuals prepared, punctual, and responsibility-focused. Most people are combination types. The key isn't changing your brain type, it's understanding and working with it. Brain health forms the foundation of happiness through 11 major risk factors in the Bright Minds framework. Blood flow profoundly affects mood. Low circulation predicts both depression and Alzheimer's. Simple interventions like hydration, exercise, chili peppers, and dark chocolate enhance brain circulation. Aging doesn't doom your brain. Country legend Kris Kristofferson was misdiagnosed with Alzheimer's when he actually had Lyme disease. Treatment resolved his symptoms. Nancy discovered brain health at 80. Her brain scans at 83 looked like someone in their 40s. Inflammation destroys happiness. Joyful people have lower inflammatory markers. Major culprits include sugar, gum disease, low omega-3s, and gut problems. Your genetics account for only 40% of well-being. Lifestyle controls the remaining 60%. Even mild head trauma from decades ago can cause depression. Toxins, drugs, alcohol, smoking, mold, heavy metals cause depression and brain fog. Untreated mental health issues physically damage the brain as stress hormones shrink mood-regulating structures. Neurohormones act like brain fertilizer. Without them, you become temperamental. Excess weight and high blood sugar decrease brain size. Sleep is when your brain cleans itself. Disrupted sleep causes moodiness and mental fog. When Dr. Amen's daughter Chloe lost her job during the pandemic and became depressed, she recovered within weeks using meditation, thought management, and targeted supplements, vitamin D, omega-3s, and saffron. No prescription medications needed. Four foundational supplements benefit everyone. Multivitamins, 90% of Americans lack adequate nutrition. Vitamin D, 93% deficient. Omega-3 fatty acids, 95% insufficient. And probiotics, supporting your gut's second brain. Different brain types need specific support. Spontaneous types need dopamine boosters like rhodiola and green tea. Persistent types benefit from serotonin support through 5-HTP and St. John's wort. Sensitive types need endorphin support from L-phenylalanine. Cautious types require GABA support through magnesium and L-theanine, plus ashwagandha for cortisol management. The You Happier diet prioritizes brain health over fleeting pleasure. Key principles: calories matter. As weight increases, brain blood flow decreases. Your brain is 80% water. Dehydration fuels depression and anxiety. Protein stabilizes blood sugar and provides neurotransmitter building blocks. Omega-3s fight depression, while refined carbohydrates create depression risk. Vegetables and fruits are happy carbs. Each serving, up to 8 daily, increases happiness almost instantly. Tailor eating to your brain type. Spontaneous types need higher protein. Persistent types need complex carbs. Sensitive types benefit from spicy foods and dark chocolate. Cautious types need GABA-rich and magnesium-rich options, plus ashwagandha for cortisol management. Your attention shapes your emotions. Focus on loss creates grief. Focus on gratitude generates appreciation. After establishing brain health, deliberately program your mind using an ancient Greek memory technique. Anchor vivid, exaggerated happy memories to specific home locations. Your partner crossing the threshold, your child's first performance, your mother's cooking. When upset, mentally walk through these locations to access positive feelings quickly. Train positivity bias daily. Each evening, ask what went well today. Each morning, ask why will today be great? For overwhelming situations, use TLC. The situation is temporary, local, not affecting everyone everywhere, and you have some control, countering beliefs that breed helplessness. Healthy relationships are the greatest happiness predictor. The relating framework. Responsibility means responding constructively. Empathy uses mirror neurons to feel what others feel. Listening requires avoiding pitfalls, preparing responses, interrupting, distraction. Assertiveness means expressing thoughts firmly yet reasonably. Time investment is essential. Inquiry questions negative patterns. Noticing what you like transforms relationships. Happy couples give 5 times more positive than negative comments. Grace and forgiveness matter profoundly. Grudges damage both relationships and happiness. Happiness flows from living with meaning and purpose. Research shows purposeful people experience greater happiness, less depression, better mental health, improved sleep, and longer lives. The One-Page Miracle organizes goals in 4 circles: biological, brain and body health; psychological, managing your mind; social, relationships, work, finances; and spiritual, connecting to something greater. Sustainable happiness requires making right decisions repeatedly, building neural pathways of feeling good. Better decisions happen when you know what you want, balance blood sugar, manage stress, exercise regularly, and avoid getting too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. When setbacks occur, investigate what went wrong: poor diet, negative thoughts, or relationship conflicts. Then develop prevention strategies. Nancy discovered brain health at 80. Her brain scan at 83 looked decades younger because she became relentless about better decisions and daily habits. By understanding your unique brain type, optimizing brain health, nourishing your brain properly, mastering your mind, focusing on relationship positives, and living according to your values, you can experience sustainable happiness. Your brain is the organ of happiness. Treating it with respect is the foundation for everything else.